This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kurt Wilson. And Kurt Wilson is a radio broadcaster. He has his own radio show, and you can listen to it. Kurt, what's the best way for us to hear your show?
Well, am I there?
You are here.
I am here. Okay, good. Well, you go to armchairsurvivalist.com. That's armchairsurvivalist.com. Tells you how to listen to me. I'm on shortwave. I'm on satellite. I'm on internet, podcast, you know, all the typical garbage stuff that I don't know a damn thing about. My engineer sets it all up for me anyway. But, yeah, Sundays. I'm on Sundays because I work for a living, so I can't be on every day. But I am – you'll get – nothing against you, Vince, but you will get more news from me in 1 hour than you get from any broadcaster in the world in a whole week.
Wow,
whether you enjoy it or not is a different thing. But, yeah, I'm on it. It's every Sunday. Every Sunday, 2 to 4 Pacific time. But you go to armchairsurvivalist.com and you can figure it out.
Oh, very
so thanks
good.
For the plug.
Very good. And today we're going to talk about two things. A letter to Garcia. Fascinating, fascinating story. But before we get into that, Kurt, I want to share an experience with you. I've mentioned on the air that we have a 2004 model Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck. It's a work truck. Nothing fancy about it. Crank up windows, rubber floor mats, just a full-size bed, 8-foot bed, V6, 4.3 liter. Nothing special. I bought it used, and I noticed something about that particular style of Chevrolet pickup truck. Just about everyone I've seen has the same visible problems. Rocker panels are rusted, and the wheel well, rear wheel wells are rusted. We have a lift here. We're fortunate enough to have the foresight to save money and buy a rotary brand lift, and it's in our garage, right in our house. And so we work on our own vehicles. And I put the vehicle up on the lift, and I was looking at it, and my son was looking at it. He's a 25-year-old guy, and he said, "Dad, look at these brake lines. They're just about rusted through." Now, there's a tremendous amount of pressure within the hydraulic system of brake lines. So if you have to come to a screeching halt and you slam on the brakes, you're going to apply maximum amount of hydraulic pressure on those lines. And if they are rusted, they're more likely to burst than if they are not rusted. And one of them was really, really rusted. Now, the reason it was rusted is they used salt on the roads, and that in combination with poor corrosion protection of this particular line caused it to rust very quickly. And I looked on the internet, and we're not the only ones who have the same problem with this particular model Chevrolet. And they almost had a massive, massive recall. But General Motors was fortunate enough to avoid all that expense and dump it back on us. So the problem is simple. You can take the brake line off, reuse the brake line fittings. You can buy a roll of 25 feet of quarter-inch brake line, and you can buy rent or borrow a tubing bender, and you can very carefully fabricate your own brake line, and it'll work fine. Now, this job is a pain in the neck, and it typically costs $1,000 to have this brake line repaired or replaced. And that's because the recommended procedure to do this is you take the box, the bed box, that 8-foot bed box off the back of your truck. So you can access it and maybe take off the gas tank as well. It's a huge problem. So I decided we would certainly tackle this problem, but not take the bed box off and not take the gas tank out. So we fabricated a line. And I put it in wire loom, which is like a covering that you might put a bundle of wires into to protect the brake line. And we anchored it with sufficiently to keep it in a good place. It didn't run the same exact place that the original line ran, but darn close. And what I found out was, now I've done many brake jobs, and I've loosened many brake cylinders and replaced master cylinders. I've done that for years. Never had any problems. I know how to bleed brakes. Well, we bled the brakes, and no matter what we did, we could not get a firm brake pedal. It was really spongy and unsafe. So we looked on the internet, and we found out that there's a tool that you can get. And the problem is when you open up the ABS system, the automatic braking system, and air gets in there, it gets trapped in there, and it's almost impossible to get the air out. And air compresses and brake fluid doesn't, so the idea that brake fluid is used is because it does not compress, which gives you a nice firm pedal and safe braking. Well, air gets in there because the brake fluid leaks out when you take out this brake line, which is under the driver's seat. And because it all dripped out, we were unable to get the air out of the ABS system. So there's this tool that's, I'm sure it's in the thousands of dollars, that will cycle the computer, the ABS related computer, and it will act like you are in a panic braking mode, and it hammers the brake system to force the air out. And that makes everything good. All you do is you just run this cycling, and it fixes the problem. It pushes the air out of the ABS system. Because you can't do it by pumping up the brakes in the old-fashioned way. Well, I used our code checker, our OBD 2 code checker, and it didn't have the capability of doing that. Ours was only $38. So I went to AutoZone, and they had one that had the ABS feature. And I got that. I rented that. It was about $300. Actually, it's a deposit. You put a deposit on it. You take the tool home, and then you bring it back in good condition. You get your full deposit back. And they thought it would do it. No, it didn't do it. Didn't have that feature. So I'm thinking, how do we get the air out of this thing? And most people say, well, you take it to the dealer, which is a huge problem. How do you take a truck with no brakes to a dealer? Now, if you have a trailer and another truck that you can put the one you want fixed on the trailer or some other method or have it towed, you could probably get that done. But now you're looking at, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to bleed the brakes. Well, our son had a great idea. He said, hey, let's take this truck out on a gravel road and put it into a panic stop where, if we can, and the ABS brake system will hammer it as it would be expected to, and it'll force the air out of it. And I said, that's a great idea. Except instead of let's go using a gravel road, which will tear up the tires, let's wait till tomorrow morning. And what we'll do is there'll be dew on a field, one of our fields, about a quarter of a mile long, and we will go in an area where the field is protected from sun rays at that hour in the morning, and we will go 30 or 40 miles an hour and slam on the brakes a couple of times, and we'll just go into like a panic stop and hammer the brakes. And guess what? It worked. So here is that USA Prepares tip for today. If you ever have that problem, that is the answer. Bleed the brakes in a traditional way. Get as much air as you can out of the system. Then, if you can find a safe place to do this, like a field that's wet and slippery. You can put it into a panic stop, slam on the brakes, do it where you're not going to crash into anything, and it runs the ABS system as it normally would be expected to. It forces the air out of the system, and then you can re-bleed the brakes one more time, and everything's good to go. So, Kurt, that was my tip for today.
Cool. Well, that's what we do, and that's our job. There's a thing that I was taught when I was, 8 years old, and it's a very simple three-word statement. Knowledge is power. It's very simple. Knowledge is power. What the hell does that mean to a kid? Nothing. But, you know, when I wanted to tighten the spokes on my bicycle, I didn't know how. And my uncle said, didn't I tell you knowledge is power? And I said, yeah. He goes, do you know how to do that? I said, no. He says, you're powerless, aren't you? I said, yeah. So he showed me how to tighten the spokes. I gained power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And that's what you do. That's what you do. That's what I do. That's what the people who actually care about society do. We give people knowledge so that they can have their own power and not have to rely on somebody else. I mean, there's nothing wrong with relying on somebody else. Like, I got this damn Prius, so I want to change the wiper blades. And I don't want to hear any snickering about me having a Prius. So I don't know how to change these things. They're not normal wiper blades. There's nowhere on there that you can push a button or tweak something and the blade comes off. I couldn't believe it. So, and it doesn't say anything in owner's manual. So I go to YouTube. I watched a video, took me 30 seconds. And now I'm an expert at it.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And that's what you and I do.
I've got a 2000 Mercedes I've mentioned this. I bought it used. It's 2000 E430, so it's an E-Class, which E stands for executive. So it's a mid-size all-wheel drive. I call it a 4MATIC in Mercedes jargon. So it's a 4.3-liter V8, small V8, with all-wheel drive. And this thing is stuck in limp home mode. And I believe, I've looked it up, and I believe on YouTube and other sources, I believe the problem is the transmission control computer. So after the broadcast, I'm going to be taking out the transmission control computer. So under the console, in the inside the cab, between the front two seats is the gear shift lever, and below that is the transmission control computer. I'm going to take that transmission control computer out, and I'm going to open it up, and I believe that I have a failed capacitor. Capacitors last, 7, 10, 12 years, and then they fail, electrolytic capacitors. How much do they cost? I don't know, 25 cents. I believe that I'm going to find that that is the problem. I really believe it. And I'm going to take it apart, and I'm going to find one of those electrolytic capacitors, and I'm going to solder it in place, and I'm going to put it back together, and I believe I'm going to have a good working vehicle again. And I'm going to save $2,000. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us. His website, SE1.us. Kurt, we were talking about being prepared. We were talking about just learning how to do things, and there's a wonderful amount of information on YouTube. And I mentioned this, I believed it was a capacitor, and I said to my son, yeah, I think it's a capacitor, and I think we just pop out that transmission control computer, and that's what we're going to find. So we got on the internet, and we looked up this particular model of Mercedes transmission control computer, and there's a guy saying, oh, look at this, let's see what happens with this capacitor. It just lifts itself off the circuit board. It kind of explodes internally, lifts itself off the circuit board. And he just said he found one on another transmission control computer, and he soldered it in, and everything was good. And my son said, what do they cost? And I said, I don't know, maybe 25 cents. Looked it up on eBay, and you can get them for 25 cents. So there you have it. There are plenty of ways you can do things without being forced to pay the, I don't know, $150 to $200 an hour of shop time at your local shop. You can learn how to do things yourself. I had a call from one of our instructors who I was teaching some hands-on electrical work, hands-on plumbing work, hands-on drain, how to meet the code, because I think, you know, some of the plumbing codes and electrical codes are really good and they're worth following. So I taught him how to do that, and I didn't have the time to go back and help him, but I helped him three Fridays in a row, and he called me last night, and all the rest of the jobs that he was doing in his farmhouse, he finished himself. He was so pleased, and I was so pleased. And it's a wonderful experience when you teach someone and they can then carry on without you for themselves, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's astounding. I was a master gunsmith for 25 years, and my son, starting at the age of 8, and he was homeschooled, starting at the age of 8, he apprenticed under me. And it blew people's minds when we go to a gun show, and here's a 10-year-old boy, and a guy comes over to the table, and he looks down at a Colt 1911 A1, 45 ACP, mm-hmm. semi-automatic pistol, mm-hmm. and says, I need to talk to your daddy about this. And he goes, well, what can I help you with, sir? He goes, well, I just want to know about this gun. Oh, that exact 1911 A1 was made in 1941. And it's a semi-automatic, gas-operated, spring recoil, blowback. And my son, he's just rambling on and on and on, giving him all of the data on the gun. The guy just stands there with his mouth open, just slack-jawed, standing there. And within 5 seconds, my son has the gun torn apart. So, again, we go back to
knowledge
power. Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. And nowadays, there is something that's not, now I'm going to, this is a kind of a lead in, but this is going to probably astound you. There is an attitude that's so rare in the world, much less the United States, that there are actually scientific teams studying it to see if it's actual a valid attitude and how it can change life for everyone. And I'm reading these articles, I'm thinking, this is nuts, because they're studying something called personal initiative. Personal initiative, right? That's the ability, yep, and the willingness to take on a job without anyone telling you you have to, and barreling through any obstacles to you finishing that job. And that's the problem. People nowadays give up. They quit. They say, that's too hard. That's too hard. Now I got to go take this over to the Mercedes dealer. They say it's going to cost about $1,100, and they'll have it done in 3 days. So that's fine. I can finance that. Whereas you spend a couple hours taking something apart, go to Radio Shack if they have any resistors, pick one up for 62 cents, take it back, put it on. You know, so it's like,
yeah, or if they don't have the correct value resistor, no Ohm's law, and how I could take 3 or 4 or 6 or 2 resistors and put them in series or parallel or
yep,
combinations, so I get the right resistance value. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, how did that happen? I mean, I wasn't born this way. I just wanted to know. So I wanted to learn these things. I want to know everything about everything. And you know what? It gets me in trouble because people think it's wrong to want to do that. It's not. It's not. I'm just curious. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-763-5999. That's harvestright.com or 800-763-5999.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm flattered and honored. Thank you so much. I just checked where we are. We're number 24 on TalkStreamLive.com right now, and we're number 3 on Genesis. Thank you so much for being in class today. Kurt Wilson, we're talking about personal initiative. starting that job. And you're absolutely right. There's so many people today who are looking for reasons why they don't start that job. And then once the job is started, staying with it, that stick-to-itiveness, which is a word that was used in elementary school by my teachers, staying with the job to finish it. Yeah, that's hard to do. So I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree. We need to take that personal initiative and get things done. It's easy to get in a recliner and watch TV or watch TV in bed. That's easy. Actually doing something is a lot harder. And I've noticed in preparedness, teaching people about preparedness for going on 6 years, even in person, there are people who are keyboard survivalists, and then there are people who are actually doing something. And there are fewer people doing something.
It's kind of funny, but that's where I got my name. I've been on the air for over, 20 years, something like that. I don't keep track of it. My job is to impart knowledge to people. Not that I know a hell of a lot, but I'm one of the few people that actually paid attention through life. And that kind of gets that, and you're the same way, and that kind of gets both of us in trouble when somebody goes, I don't know how to do this. It's impossible. And you go, oh, no, it's really easy. Look, here, go do this. Boom, 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 done. And they're like, yeah, you're nothing but a smart ass. You know, but I'll tell you something. Survivalism is not necessarily being able to crawl through the mud with a pack on your back and living in your bunker with stored food and all of this garbage. It is being able to exist in a more optimum manner than the guy next door. You know, you see people all the time who are nothing more than victims. That's it. That's not my fault I couldn't hold the job. The boss is an idiot. It's not my fault that I drive a crappy car. I just don't have time to fix it. Or, excuses. There's a whole book of excuses out there.
Mm-hmm. I've had people say to me, I tried calling you. And sometimes my response is, did you pick up the phone?
Yeah. Tried or did. There's a difference. And, I get this in my office, because Survival Enterprises, that's where SE1.us is. In my office, too, I say, well, I need you to call blankety blank for me. So 2 hours later, I say, well, did you call them? What'd they say? Oh, I tried. What do you mean you tried? Well, there was no answer. There was no answer. I didn't say call and not get an answer. I said call and talk to. People just don't grasp it. And they could be the smartest person in the world, but they still don't grasp the personal initiative. And that's what my show is going to be on Sunday. You mentioned, I told you about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Message to Garcia. The message, and this is a true story halfway. The message to Garcia, a guy named Elbert Hubbard owned this magazine, The Philistine. And in 1899, he had a page that he had to fill, and he didn't have anything. So on Washington's birthday, that night, after dinner, they were at tea, and they were talking about the Spanish-American War. And his son said, the real hero of the Spanish-American War is that guy that got the message to Garcia. Not the fighters, not anything else, but the man that actually got the message to Garcia. And Elbert goes, you're right. And he quickly wrote out this thing. It was a one-page article. Now, here, what this message to Garcia was, 1898, the United States is going to go to war with Spain. President McKinley wanted to communicate with the Cuban rebels, because this is where Spain had taken over Cuba, and the U.S. didn't want a foreign entity having power that close to them. So he wanted to get a message to Garcia, who was the head of the rebels in Cuba. And he asked Colonel Arthur Wagner, he said, well, I need to figure out how to get a message to this Garcia guy. Wagner thought for a few minutes. He goes, oh, I know a guy named Andrew Rowan. He can do anything. So they gave this Andrew Rowan this message and turned him loose. He didn't ask, where do I go? He didn't ask, how do I find the guy? He didn't ask, what if? He was given a task to perform. They turned him loose, and within 2 weeks, he had met Garcia in Cuba and handed over the letter, the message. So this was the concept of a message to Garcia. So Hubbard had written this little page and didn't think anything of it. He thought it was a good idea at the time. You know, writers, they write something, they go, oh, yeah, well, that's neat, and then they forget about it. Well, all of a sudden, he started getting contacted by different agencies. Railroad agencies, sporting agencies. They wanted thousands and thousands of copies of that article. And they couldn't understand. He couldn't understand why did everybody want all of it, want this? Well, they took this message to Garcia and printed it up and handed it off to every single railroad worker in the United States. Then the Russians heard about it. They got a copy of it and printed hundreds of thousands of copies and handed it to every single military person and railroad worker in Russia. Then the Japanese found out about it. Then the Marine Corps found out about it in the United States. Soon it was everywhere. There's been more message to Garcia printed up in the world than any other book, including the Bible. And I'm going to be reading this message to Garcia on my show Sunday. But this is the thing that we don't have in the United States. We don't have people who can carry the message to Garcia. They give up. They have no personal initiative. They'll sit on their butts waiting to be programmed. My nephew was this way. He went to work for me. So I find him sitting on his butt reading a magazine at work, and I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm at work. I said, no, there's a difference between being at work and working. You know, you can go into a fast food restaurant and you can see people at work. Some of them standing around in the back talking, sitting out front talking, pushing a broom halfway, half-assedly in the parking lot. Those people are at work. They're not working. They have no pride in what they do. And this is part of the message to Garcia, is having pride in accomplishing something, not trying, like you said, not trying something, but accomplishing something. Perseverance in this universe is the most dangerous, dangerous thing that somebody can do against the universe, because the universe has no protection against it. If you persevere, you come out the other side. And people just won't. And the ones that don't persevere, they end up being called Democrats. Hey, that's a joke.
I know. I had my mic muted. You know, I was at a Chinese restaurant and with Mrs. Finelli. And we've been to this restaurant several times. And she said they don't use MSG. And I said, I think they do. It tastes too good. I think they do. So we asked, do you put MSG in your meals? No, we don't put MSG in sweet and sour chicken and one other preparation. But in the others, we do. So do you use MSG? No, on certain items. And so I specifically requested no MSG. So what I'm saying is this personal initiative thing can go all the way down to a little tiny example, like absolutely positively making sure to the best of your ability that you know what's happening or that your specifications are met. And I got to tell you that if you have Szechuan chicken or Hunan chicken or chicken and broccoli without MSG, it doesn't taste anywhere near as tasty as it does with MSG.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned the MSG thing. I have my first contract as a gunsmith. I was a corporate contractual gunsmith. I worked on not just one or two guns. I would work on thousands of guns a month. I was that good. And we're down in Los Angeles. My brother's in Modesto, California, and his boss calls me up and says, there's something wrong with your brother. He's losing his mind. The doctors don't know what's going on. He's literally going crazy, and we're going to end up having to fire him if we can't figure it out. So I called and talked to the doctors. I'm Joe Blow, but I have perseverance. I called and talked to the doctors. They had no clue what's going on with him. They were thinking maybe they need to put him on psychotropic drugs and all of this crap. I flew up to Modesto, and I told him, I walked into my brother's business. I said, I'm going to be here for a week, so I'm your shadow. I followed him. And everything he did, I was following and watching. And he was people would call up and say, I need 1,000 feet of number 12 wire. And he would write down 12 feet of number one. This is what he was doing. So nothing's abnormal. He's drinking a little bit of coffee. And I watched what he was eating in the morning and drinking. And they all went to lunch over at a Chinese restaurant. And when we go to the Chinese restaurant, I walked to the manager. I said, do you use monosodium glutamate, MSG? And he goes, oh, yeah, everything's coated in it. That's why we have so many customers. So I took my brother. I wouldn't let him eat lunch. I took my brother to the hospital. I said, I want you to check on MSG toxicity in his blood right now. And my brother was pegged. He is allergic to MSG. It was causing an actual short circuit in his brain. So stop the MSG, and his whole life turned around. So it's funny that you would mention the MSG thing, but that's the thing. And there's another thing that I was taught. Those that can, must. If you have the ability to help, you have to.
Very interesting. I was taught those that can, do. Those that can't, teach.
Yeah.
This is not talk radio class. This is do radio. This is do radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Kurt, you know, I was talking to one of our instructors, and he had this this light above a pool, and the pool was enclosed inside a building. And he wanted to change the light, but he couldn't put his ladder over the pool because the ladder would be at the bottom of the pool. Now, I assume if you have a tall enough ladder, you could put the ladder, you know, if you have a 30-foot ladder or 25-foot ladder, you could do that. So he was trying to figure out how he could, you know, change his light fixture above the pool. And it was a recessed lighting fixture. And I said, well, what you do is you take a couple ladders, extension ladders, and you put them diagonally across this area of the pool. And then you can put a piece of plywood on top of that or OSB and then put your ladder on top of that. And you'd probably be able to reach it. And so he didn't have them. So what he did was he made a ladder out of 2x6s, and he did it. So there you have personal initiative. He wanted to do it, didn't have exactly what he needed, had a pickup truck, and went to the lumber yard and got his 2x6s and made his own ladder. So that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Yes, you can do it. You can do it. You just need to have the motivation, desire to get started.
Well, the other thing you have to realize is that you don't have a crutch. In the Depression, people didn't have crutches, so they had to survive. They had to succeed at whatever they were doing. And it was hard, but, you know, you were talking about that light, by the way. There was my father had the same problem. He had an indoor pool, and 15 feet up was this recessed light, floodlight. He had no idea how to change it. So I come up, I went and visited him. I said, oh, Dad, that's easy. He goes, easy? Yeah. Do you have a toilet plunger? And this is before I knew those kind of tools actually exist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got a toilet plunger and I duct taped it onto a long pole. I wet the end of it and I put it up there against the light and it went, and then unscrewed the light bulb.
There you go. There you go. So where there's a will, you can probably find the way. And that's what happened with the original story that we started this broadcast out with that Chevy pickup truck. I was absolutely positively determined that two things would happen, or two things that wouldn't happen. I would not be paying $1,000 or $2,000 to fix it. And two, I was not going to let someone else fix it. I was determined that I was going to fix this thing. And I was going to teach our son that, yes, we can do this together. And this is not the first, you know, difficult task that we undertook together. We do this all the time. And it's a great learning experience. And, Kurt, I want to share one of my techniques that I've used with my son and our other children over the years. I will start a project with him, and I'll say, I'll be right back. Or I'll be back.
Yep.
And for a while,
I know that
my
trick.
Son used to... My son used to hate that. And he'd go, yeah, you're just going to leave me stuck with this. And my plan was not for that, per se. My plan was to have him figure it out without me being there to tell him, this is what you do. And that has served him so well over the years, because it's that, yes, you can, or yes, I can, the personal initiative and the confidence to jump in and tackle any task.
Well, that's the problem we have in the United States, is that people do not have that willingness. See, there's a difference between ability and willingness. You have to have both. They don't have the willingness to try. And then, and you see this all the time, especially in husband and wife, wife and husband, brother and sister, you know, people who mm-hmm. are close. It's like you say to your wife, honey, would you make some toast, please?
Mm-hmm.
So she goes and puts the toaster in, puts the toast in, pops it down, and then starts reading her phone and checking Facebook and all of this crap. And then you start smelling something burning, and you say, the toast is burning. And the instant response is going to be, well, then you do it next time. This is the willingness to fail.
You know,
it's just, we'll see what happens with this country.
Before we bought a backhoe, we never had a backhoe. And I learned about them and bought an old backhoe. Before we had a bulldozer, I learned about them and bought an old bulldozer. $3,500 for a bulldozer. And before I learned how to fix it, before I fixed it, I learned how to fix it. That's the willingness. That's what you're talking about. Personal initiative. Yes,
yep,
you can, class.
Exactly.
Yes. Kurt Wilson, thanks so much. S-E, the number one,
class,
dot U.S.
And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain is right.
Okay, Mackenzie. Thanks so much for being here. Are you going to be here on Monday?
When the power goes out. I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can.
Okay. I think John, I'm not sure if I have a test or not, but I may or may not be here, but John Reagan will be here if I'm not, okay?
With equipment purchased from Iron
Edison. Thanks so much. See you guys.
You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.